Mysteries of the Mind. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
The radio signal from another world.
The physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the answers to health, happiness, and life. I'm trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through. And now your host, Alex Murphy.
Sorry about that, everybody. Hey, my hand slips every once in a while. What can I tell you? Hang on, because I want to bring our good friend Jim McCanny up. Jim, thanks so much for being with us tonight and sharing. And I'm not sure what to say. You know, I mean, what is happening around us is just so unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, Alex, you know, people many times they wonder, well, what should we do or that type of thing. And there's, when the sun starts acting up, nothing we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I always find it amazing how few people really are what you might call independent, and how many people could, let's take a 1 week period where people could get along pretty good without going to a store.
Okay.
Let alone 3 months or 6 months or forever.
Yeah, right. Sure, sure.
You know, how many people would know what to do, how to manage, and the percentages get pretty small as you get over a week. So
wow.
I think the thing that, in fact, the topic came up this week, which is real interesting, I think, something that literally anybody can do. I think the term is called something like square foot gardening. Where you take small, maybe wood boxes or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and you plant in them, and then grow whatever, usually greens and vegetables, things that are quick growing, like radishes or greens, leafy green type things.
Yeah.
But that's a part of the diet which, even when you buy it in the store, a lot of times it's not really fresh. It's been artificially preserved in some manner.
Wow.
But those are a lot of the things you can actually grow yourself, and actually get good at doing this to the point where you're actually eating better than if you bought the stuff at the store. So, I mean, there's a few things that people may want to think about.
Oh, yeah.
Because most people could not stand a radical change in diet. That's another issue.
Well, one of the things that one of the good friends of our show, and I'm sure you've heard of him, is Dan Carlson with Sonic Bloom.
Right.
And with Sonic Bloom, people can do, Jim, exactly what you're saying, and that is, you know, take a very small plot of ground, and you have the opportunity and the ability of growing 10 times the amount that you and your family could ever use. What a tremendous bargaining chip you have there. Supply food for people, or something that I have been trying to get people to do for several years now anyway, and that is get together as a community. You know, they do this in Europe all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You take your trains in Germany or Switzerland or France or what have you, and you see these community gardening plots,
mm-hmm.
and they grow everything. And I guarantee you, using Sonic Bloom, people will not have to worry if and when this event actually happens. And I guess I have to ask you, do you feel reasonably confident, Jim, as a scientist who has been studying this for years and years and years, do you think that an event is going to happen, let's say, in our lifetime?
I think there's a high probability. And so when you look at how fast these things can move in,
yeah,
unannounced, it is shocking.
Well, and my gosh, Jim, look at this government of ours, and NASA and all the others. We get notified many times, like, oh, everybody, it looks as though a big comet just passed us 4 days ago.
Right.
And they didn't even know it.
Right. Either they didn't know it or they didn't tell you.
Sure, right.
Which, take your pick, neither one is a good scenario.
No, it's not. No. So you do feel that the probability of some type of an event, and I guess I should ask you too, what type scenario do you feel strongest about happening on Earth?
Well, we're seeing the sun acting up, and it's, you asked at the beginning of the show, what would happen if one of these major flares would come directly at us. And we've seen some things like this before, but the very first thing is the sun.
Yep.
It's what I call action at a distance, and it's something that's modern science simply does not even recognize. Like, to them, oh, the sun has a magnetic bubble and it's going to burst, and come on, folks.
Right. What do you say?
Yeah, this is so absurd.
Yeah.
The sun is, first they have to realize that what I've been saying is true. The fusion is in the surface of the sun.
Right.
And that's very provable. And you can do a very simple experiment like the Russians did to prove that.